This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of March 4th, 2018. The Pentagon confirmed last week that a transgender person has signed a contract to join the U.S. military for the first time since the ban on transgender recruits was lifted pursuant to a court order. Major Dave Eastburn, a Pentagon spokesman, said that the contract was signed and that the individual met all standards, including medical, to serve in the military. But he declined to comment on which branch of the military the recruit is joining. President Trump tweeted last July that he would ban transgender people from serving in the military in any capacity. He followed through with an August memo that banned transgender recruits from enlisting, blocked funds from being used for transgender transition-related surgery, and directed Defense Secretary James Mattis to study what to do with existing transgender troops. Several courts have prevented the ban from being enforced while lawsuits are pending. And last week, the U.S. Supreme Court let stand an Arizona decision that recognized a woman as the legal parent of a child she and her same-sex spouse conceived through assisted reproduction. The High Court declined to review the Arizona Supreme Court's ruling in the case, issued last September, involving the mother who sought to be recognized as a parent. The Arizona court ruled that it would be inconsistent with the Obergefell same-sex marriage decision to conclude that same-sex couples can legally marry, but then states could deny them the same benefits of marriage afforded to opposite-sex couples. Sarah McLaughlin and Kimberly McLaughlin were married as a lesbian couple and had a child in 2011 using an anonymous sperm donor. After separating in 2013, Kimberly stopped allowing Susan to see their child, and Susan filed suit to be recognized as a parent. The Arizona Supreme Court, the Arizona Court of Appeals, and the trial court all held that Susan should indeed be recognized as the legal parent to the child. And then in a second LGBT civil rights decision last week, gay workers and their corporate supporters won a victory over the Trump administration when the second U.S. District Court of Appeals ruled that firing people over their sexual orientation is a form of illegal sex discrimination. The appeals court in Manhattan overturned its previous ruling, saying that legal doctrine evolves. It's the second ruling in the U.S. to break with precedent in finding that workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation is illegal. A third appeals court ruled the other way last year, and the split now sets up a possible Supreme Court showdown. And here locally, Listening for a Change invites you to participate in an LGBTQI oral history project. They're looking for interviewers under 40 years of age to talk with elders who are over 40 years of age. A training workshop on how it all works is set for Saturday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. This project is being sponsored by the Sonoma County LGBTQI Giving Circle. You can learn more at listeningforachange.org. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.